Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Please stay tuned.
حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا
حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا.
Today's topic, the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, talking about the beauties and the mysteries of the holy month of Ramadan and of fasting. We find, dear listeners, that Muslim scholars of ethics, akhlaq, have classified the levels of fasting into three. One, Sawm al-Umum, the general fast. Two, Sawm al-Khusus, the specific fast. And three, Sawm al-Khusus, al-Khusus, the most specific fast. Now, the general fast is the fast that is obligatory on everyone whom meets the conditions of fasting. Basically, it is to refrain from eating, drinking, and other physical things which have been mentioned by our esteemed jurists, the fuqaha, in their books of divine law. To abstain from some of the basic necessities is really a challenge, but its result is so rewarding that it can determine the eternal salvation of a human being. Now, the specific fast, the second type, is a more meaningful fast. In this level, not only does the fasting one refrain from those things that he must avoid during the general fast, such as food and drink, but the person fasting also ensures that every member of their body is also fasting. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed imam, is reported to have said, "Fasting is to abstain from forbidden acts, the way a man refrains from food and drink." And the esteemed Lady Fatima Zahra, the holy daughter of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, is reported to have said, "What should the fasting one do with his fast if he did not protect his tongue, his hearing, his sight, and the members of his body?"
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين مرحبا بالتائبين مرحبا بالعابدين في صلاة الخاشعين في رحاب الذاكرين رمضان 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 القانتين.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
In Islam, you know, we have some very simple, straightforward guidelines. We really don't think about it sometimes. And that's where there is a need for each one of us to go back to the basics as far as Islam is concerned. The first ruling or the first idea that Islam has about this issue is moderation in eating. And that's where you see the famous ayat of the Quran in Surah number 7, ayat 31, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu." The ayat is not talking about eating. It's actually talking about, you know, control yourself. So the order is not about kulu washrabu. No, the main intent of that sentence is wa la tusrifu. Allah didn't need to say to us, eat and drink. Even if there was no ayat in Quran, no hadith of any masoom on this issue, we will be eating. Because it's part of the nature that Allah has created. So He didn't need this ayat to say, kulu washrabu, eat and drink. Now the main intent of this ayat, the message is, you have to eat and drink, wala tusrifu. Do not go beyond the limit. So israf, not only in the sense of, you know, taking it more than what you can eat and then throwing it in the garbage. That's the normal meaning of israf. But israf also means that sometimes you put yourself more than what you really need. And that also is israf. That also creates a problem for us. And this is where we see there is a very interesting narration that a tabib, a doctor, came to Medina. This is not during the days of the Prophet, later on. And, you know, probably he made his services available, but nobody came. And after a few days, you know, he started asking around, don't people become sick here in the city? And then somebody told him, you know, everybody here exercises the ruling, kulu washrabu wala tusrifu, because all the problems come from here. You know, if you are able to control your belly, health-wise, you will be okay. And that's why this ayat becomes the basis of our health. Kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. You know, of course, this is one of the elements of desires that Allah has created within us, and that becomes a problem. And dieting is one of the multi-million or billion business going on. You know, people, if you really sit down and survey the advertisements that we have in TV, 50% or more of it is only about food items. You know, everything is there, and this is there. You know, the desire is there, and that is where we have to basically look at this issue from the Islamic perspective. Kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. And instead of going into these, you know, expensive diet systems, where you go into a yo-yo situation, down and then up, more than what you were before, you know, just follow this simple ruling. Kulu washrabu wala tusrifu.
Allahumma Rabb shahr
the beautiful month of Ramadan and the mysteries of fasting. Muhammad bin Ajlan reports from Imam Sadiq, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, fasting from food and drink does not merely mean that the human being should not eat or drink. Rather, when you fast, then your ears, your eyes, your tongue, your stomach, your private parts must also fast, and safeguard your hand and private parts, and observe silence most of the time, save from what is good to say, and be kind to your servants. Now, dear friends, the highest level of fasting is to disengage oneself from other than Allah. Every thought, every speech, every action is solely for Allah. The fasting one in this level ensures that not only does he observe the first two levels of fasting, but protects his heart from other than Allah. Perhaps this noble dictum of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam refers to this very station. The heart is the sanctuary of Allah. Therefore, do not make other than Allah reside in the sanctuary of Allah. The result of this kind of sublime fast is the paradise of divine encounter, Jannat al-Liqa. So remember, dear friends, in this holy month of Ramadan, where we fast, we are hungry and thirsty, and we are trying hard to control our basic animalistic tendencies, also remember to fast with the rest of your body. Fast with your tongue and your hands. Fast with your eyes and your ears. Fast with your mind and your soul. Fast with your heart. And then you will witness the miracles which surround you. Thanks for listening to this special Ramadan episode of Dialogue. We look forward to having you listen to our next episode. Until another time, fi amanillah. God bless you all, and Ramadan Mubarak. نفحاته عادت بنا تعطي تجود بكل جود ادركت فضل الثواني ان سلطان